Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lepsio. Bilardi moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bilardi moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Bridwesser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is hit by the pitch. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to third. Bridewesser moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. House scores. Bridewesser moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Button reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Breidweiser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Breidwesser. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Buddy Hicks now playing shortstop. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to third for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Sisler now pitching. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bilardi is hit by the pitch. Bowling moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Bilardi moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, House hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trucks moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks, House hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.